Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back again to Radio Entrepreneurs, streaming stories every single day, posting about 5 stories a day on our network and all our affiliated sites. That makes us quite a prolific producer of entrepreneurial stories. I really enjoy these segments regularly with, if you haven't noticed in the past, Evan Macedo of Sapris & Wallach, my partner in crime and co-host for FEI, the Financial Executives International. Welcome back, Evan.
Thank you, Jeffrey. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I mean, I was over-exaggerating. I don't think you've ever broken a rule, correct? Your whole life.
I've been a perfect angel my whole life. Yes, that's true.
Yes, I thought that was a halo I've seen above your head. Evan, our next guest, thankfully from you, is Doug Alexander, CEO of Focus Technology Solutions, Inc. Welcome, Doug, to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about Focus before Evan shuts me up and asks all the questions?
Sure, no problem. So Focus Technologies is an IT, information technology consulting company. We're based here in Boston, and we really focus on 4 major things, which is data center infrastructure. So anything attached to a network, think server, network, storage, data protection. We do design and implementation and migration in the data center. We also do managed services, and what that really means is we do fully outsourced IT managed services. So we have Live Answer Help Desk, we have virtual CIO programs, field technicians, so we can be companies, and we are fully outsourced IT for a number of customers. We're a cloud company as well. We do a lot of cloud migration work and helping people move to the cloud. We're an AWS and Azure partner. And then we have a security practice that's also wrapped into our managed services offering. And we focus on cybersecurity for our customers.
Sound like a busy group of people.
Yes. Yes. No doubt. And, especially nowadays.
And I've heard that nowadays with all the transition going on, you've also done a recent acquisition. Is that correct?
Yeah. So last week, we announced the acquisition of a company in Boston here called IntegraD. They are a data analytics and data science and data engineering firm, and that's going to quickly become our fifth pillar of what we do. So we help a lot of customers with digital modernization and digital transformation, and that transformation part is really unlocking the value of customers' data. So there's a lot you can do nowadays with tools and implementations and running your company differently to unlock the power of all the data that you have to help you make better business decisions. So that acquisition is going to add on to what we currently do, which is a natural fit for us. So we're dealing with customers' data on a regular basis. We're storing it, we're protecting it, we're managing it. And now this helps us transform that data as well and make it more meaningful for customers.
That sounds like a fantastic acquisition. I'm sure you guys are very excited about it. And I can speak from experience, you guys do a phenomenal job with all of your IT security and IT management. One thing that you just mentioned was protecting data. And I know with the cyber security world that we now live in, there's a lot of people working from home because of this pandemic. What are you guys doing in response to employees now working from home to make sure everybody's data is protected?
Yeah, so as you guys know, that was a very fast transition that started happening early spring. Because we do managed services for a lot of our customers, close to 200 customers are doing that for now. There was a very quick work from home that had to take place. So we quickly created what we call a secure remote workforce framework. So we created this solution that is really designed from a very methodical, process-oriented perspective. So we make sure, first and foremost, the network is protected, endpoints are protected. A lot of our customers are up in the cloud, so there is cloud security that needs to happen. Virtual machines are running as well, so there's a lot of virtual desktop applications that are running. We need to make sure those are secure, as well as even wireless and wired. So we look at all of that from the top level down, and we put some checkpoints in place to make sure there are certain tools that are deployed to make sure that work from home experience is two things, very productive for people and also very secure. So that security part is super important. So that framework that we created and transitioned to really quickly really helped us lead our customers to that work from home. And then I would say a lot of customers that were in the cloud already had an easier, we saw at least, had an easier transition to work from home, accessing applications that were already up in the cloud. The ones that were in transition or looking at getting there, you know, it took a little more work, but we were able to do it. So a little plug for cloud technologies out there, really, really helped.
So Doug, you know, I think every entrepreneur I speak to right now talks to me about how do I keep my organization, you know, intact, build culture, increase communication, and you just won BBJ, one of the, you know, best places to work. What are you doing that other entrepreneurs should be following?
Yeah, so we're very proud of that one. We actually took the number one spot in our segment for the first time. So Boston Business Journal does a best places to work survey. It's an anonymous survey they take of our employees to see how they like working at Focus. And we came back number one in our segment. So some of the things we did there, pre-COVID, you know, we would always do a company update every quarter. So I think it's important to make sure everyone in the organization understands what the goals are, what we're driving towards. We publish them regularly, and then we report on how we're doing. So I think specifically when it came to COVID, people were very worried about what was going to happen to the company, their jobs, their, you know, what was happening with their friends and family. So I was doing these quarterly company updates, and right as COVID hit, I started doing them weekly. So we're very transparent. So every week we were jumping on a company-wide call, inviting all the employees to it. And we were laying out exactly what we were doing to respond to the pandemic, which included doing a lot of things around, you know, stress testing our P&L, our balance sheet, and letting everybody know where we were at. We continued to drive business. So we also took a, you know, not a let's just sit back and this will pass type of approach. We had to be proactive and take some measures to make sure we're going to be in a good situation. And I think we've actually weathered the pandemic storm from a business perspective rather well. I actually think it's one of our finest moments as a company. And I think the employees felt a lot of comfort in hearing from me and our management team every week on exactly how we were doing against the numbers. We did not have to let go or furlough many employees at all. And we did some other things like put some money in a Grubhub account and asked our employees to go out to their local communities and have food delivered to their homes. We paid for that. A bunch of other stuff like that to keep everyone engaged and be as social as we could have through the pandemic. And I think that really showed up in the Business Journal survey results, which helped us get to that number one spot, which we're very proud of.
So, I'm sorry, Evan, you go first, then I'll ask my question.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, those are all great points, and we can see why, you know, employees love to work there. For listeners listening, in terms of IT companies and companies that are looking to maybe look for a new IT vendor, what sets Focus Technology apart from the rest?
Well, if we had an hour, I could talk a lot about that, but to try to sum it up quickly, I think it's our approach to our customers. So we have a customer first mentality here for sure. One of the first things I did when I came in 5 years ago is I wrote down our core values as a company. And the number one core value is having that customer first mentality. So we treat our customers very well. We're very flexible. So, you know, we still are a small business. We're 65 employees, but we can act like a big business at times. And we can still enjoy that flexibility for our customers as a small business. So there's a lot of stuff we can get done and get done rather quickly. I would say from a technical perspective, our technical expertise here at Focus, I would put up against anybody in the industry right now that does what we do, including, you know, the major manufacturers that we represent. We have an excellent technical team here. You know, you put that together with the customer first approach and also staying out in front of all the latest technologies and making sure that our customers are educated on what's out there, what's coming ahead of time, and what are some of the tools they can use from an IT perspective to make them more competitive and give them a competitive advantage through information technology.
Quite a thorough answer. One more question for you because we're starting to run out of time. I assume you and your firm are FEI members. Why FEI in this economy?
Great question. I'll have to default to our CFO, Chris Caprio. So I know Chris has been on his show a couple of times. Chris was probably one of the best hires I've ever made in my entire career. He's a phenomenal CFO, and he brought FEI and that organization to our attention here at Focus. And we get a lot of benefit out of that.
That's great. And sorry, Jeff, continue.
No, that's all right. Thank you for that. So if someone were looking for you and the company, how would they find you at Focus?
Yeah, first thing would be to go to our website, which is focustsi.com. So TSI stands for Technology Solutions, Inc. So focustsi.com, that's our website. You can also find us on LinkedIn, all the social media places you would expect to see folks. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
That's great. And Evan, if someone happened to be looking for you at Sapers & Wallach, this is a busy time for Sapers & Wallach right now with potential big changes in the state planning and investments. This is a big time for you. So how would people find you?
Very easily, Jeff. I will go, if you go to our website, www.sapers-wallach.com, there's all of our contact details and our locations. From there, you can get our email addresses and our phone numbers. So if anybody needs help with any of their estate planning or employee benefits, corporate insurances, or retirement plan needs, please give us a call.
Great. Again, that was Evan Macedo of Sapers & Wallach speaking. And our great interview was with Doug Alexander, CEO of Focus Technology Solutions, not just a growing, acquiring, and award-winning company, some company that I think all of us should check out. Remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we will be right back with another story after this short break.
Thank you, guys.